Now, the thin blue line didn't make it. That leads me neatly to speak to Alison Morris, who is on our line from the Irish News, the security correspondent. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Alison, the countdown is on for the establishment of the new leader of the PSNI, the Chief Constable. Whoever he or she turns out to be will earn £207,000 a year. Every pound of it, I'm sure, hard earned. The process is now in place. There had been some controversy about this.
Well, there had. So, as we know, earlier this year, Mary Lou MacDonald had been asked whether or not she thought anyone from within the current PSNI command structure would be suitable for the job of Chief Constable, and she said she couldn't think of anyone at that stage, and that led to calls to the fact that because Sinn Féin sat on the interview panel, that there would be bias in relation to choosing a new Chief Constable. So what has happened since then is the policing board has put a series of measures in place. It will be the most rigorous employment run that I've ever seen. We went through it yesterday. They told us what they've brought into place to ensure that this was fair and resilient to any legal challenge in the future, so nobody can say that they were unfairly treated during the interview process. That's informed bringing an outside company in, a company from Kent who just happens to be run by a guy from Northern Ireland who's going to oversee the process. There's an equality officer who's going to be sitting in on the process. The interview panel, the political members and the independent members are going to have to undergo a two-day training session before they even do a single look through a single application. And they've also lifted some of the criteria. So in previous times, and this was something I think that was quite soon after Patton, that they had said that the Chief Constable had to have 2 years outside experience and not just have served their entire career within the PSNI. At that time, that was in a hope to bring outside candidates to Northern Ireland, and it did, and Matt Baggett came not long after that. In 2014, the then Justice Minister, David Ford, changed that to a desirable criteria rather than essential. So as of this new contest, the policing board have lifted that completely. So they're saying it's neither essential nor desirable, and that opens up the competition quite a lot, I think, to the current PSNI command structure, a lot of whom have never been served any time elsewhere and have served their entire policing careers within the PSNI.
The board will include five politicians, including Linda Dillon, an MLA from Sinn Féin. Am I right on that?
That is right. Linda Dillon and Gerry Kelly both sit on the policing board, but Linda Dillon has been put forward as the person who's going to sit on the panel. So the policing board took legal advice in relation to this following the Sinn Féin leader's comments. Now, while they haven't made the legal advice public, it's my understanding that the legal advice suggested it might be better not to have any political members on the policing board at all, but that in itself would not be in the spirit of the Patton report, which put the policing board there to have political oversight. So instead, what they've done is they've put sort of other rigorous processes in place, which includes what's going to have to happen is those political members are going to have to sit through a two-day training and employment course, which will include having to do two interviews with members of the PSNI who would be senior enough to undergo the interview but not to apply for the job. So the Chief Constable is going to nominate two people to go and do sort of dummy interviews, if you like, with the members prior to them actually doing the genuine thing, so that they can't say that they weren't aware of all the procedures. Their notes during the interview process are going to be looked at, so this independent assessor is going to look through their notes and look through their scores, and everything's going to be double and triple checked. So it is quite rigorous. I've never heard anything quite like it for any other job. So I suppose it's as a result probably of Mary Lou MacDonald's comments, but in the end of the day, it sounds to me like if you're going to appoint someone to the Chief Constable in the mouth of Brexit, you should be sure you're getting the right person anyway.
Yeah, however, Linda Dillon is under a little bit more pressure than anyone else who's sitting on the board, because she may genuinely feel that the best candidate is someone from outside the command structure of the PSNI. And she may be completely, totally and utterly professional. That's what we would expect her to be. I do not know Linda Dillon, but you would expect her to be exactly that. But if she makes a decision, if she goes for someone who's outside the current command structure of the PSNI, she's open to people believing that she's been influenced by Mary Lou MacDonald.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably never get to know what their individual scores is, but what my understanding is, well, first of all, they've actually appealed to people from outside the PSNI to apply for the job. So As of today, there will be mail sent to 260 serving senior police officers in across the UK and the south of Ireland. I think it's something like 254 people are eligible to apply for it across the UK, and about 6 members of Garda Síochána. They'll get an email inviting them to apply for the post. But I think that's probably, like, when I was listening to what was in place yesterday, what will happen is this independent employment expert is going to have access to their notes. So when they're making notes and before they score someone, they have to make a note as to why they're scoring them that amount. And I would say it would look very funny that if all the other 7 members of the panel scored someone a certain amount and one scored them much lower, that I suppose would send alarm bells off ringing. So you would imagine that if they're being judged fairly, that all the members of the board will judge them on the same score and method, which I think is quite rigorous. So we'll know, you know, who is entitled and who isn't. I think what is interesting is, though, the change in the criteria and the taking the 2 years away and everything else that's been done, it opens it up to the current command structure, most of whom are not permanently in the job. They're only temporary assistant chief constables, because with no policing board for a while, so with nobody to appoint them. With no justice minister, so with no one to appoint them. So much of the current senior police officers in the PSNI are not permanently in the post, they're temporary. And it was asked yesterday, would they be eligible to apply, and they are, which could mean someone like Barbara Gray, who has never served any, she's served her entire career in the PSNI, she's never been anywhere else. But also when she's a temporary acting chief constable, someone like her could maybe apply for the job, and we could get our first female chief constable. And also there's a couple of very senior members of Garda Síochána who were shortlisted for the job that Drew Harris got for the Garda Commissioner. You would imagine that if they applied, that they would be quite high up there. And there's also a lot of speculation that Will Kerr, who was a former Assistant Chief Constable and who went to Police Scotland a few years ago, might return and apply for the job. So you could get a member of the PSNI, even albeit one who's maybe moved on and decided to come back again.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Alison Morris from the Irish News, talking through the runners and riders for the post of Chief Constable of the PSNI. Interesting that the current Chief Constable had an option of staying on for another 3 years but decided against it. And that's even at £207,000 a year. Must be a tough enough job. And it sounds like a tough enough process that you have to put yourself through to be the successful candidate.